This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friend, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
St. Christopher. In the 3rd century, the wife of a heathen king prayed secretly to the Blessed Virgin that a son be born to her. The Blessed Virgin smiled upon her request, and the son was called Ophrys, and was dedicated by his father to the pagan gods Mahomet and Apollo. Ophrys grew to be a man of great size and strength, and resolved to serve only the strongest and the bravest. He sought out the most powerful king in the region, one Zagmus.
Ophrys, tomorrow you ride with me to my hunting lodge.
Yes, sire. When do you wish to leave?
2 hours before dawn.
Sire, I like my sleep in the mornings. Can't we leave at noon, as we usually do?
I wish to start early so as to arrive before dark. I don't relish being in the forest after the sun goes down.
All right, if you say so. I see no difference whether we travel by day or night.
Ophrys, let me remind you that I am master here. We leave when I say.
Yes, sire. When I entered your service, I told you I would serve only him who was bravest and strongest. You don't mind my saying so, I seem to catch the sound of fear in your voice.
So?
Yes. Never before did you rob me of my sleep because of darkness at the end of the journey. What's the matter?
You don't understand. Since our last trip, the forest has become haunted. People say Satan lives there now.
Surely you don't believe in such tales.
Well, no, don't misunderstand me. I'm not afraid, but there have been some strange happenings. Unexplained disappearances. There's no use taking unnecessary risks.
Have no fear, sire. I'll be there. So you see, there's no need to get up so early.
We ride before dawn. Instead of spending half the night at the tavern, go to bed early so that you'll be up in time.
Ophrys, wake up. Ophrys, for goodness sake, wake up.
Go away.
Wake up, you big louse. The king's waiting. Ophrys, you've kept the king waiting.
All right. I hear you. Now go away.
Hurry, get dressed. He's furious.
All right. I'm getting up. Leave it be.
Sorry, the king is... No. No, Ophrys. Put that shoe down. Put it down.
What a time to get out of bed. Oh, no. I've got to have just another minute on my back.
Thank you.
It's all your fault, Offerus. You're to blame for us being here with the night so dark I can't see my horse's head. What's that?
An owl. Surely you haven't forgotten the call of an owl. Look, ahead, sire. Lights. The glow from the charcoal pit.
Thank Jupiter. Let's hurry. We can stop there until daybreak. No one here.
Hello? Hello, charcoal burners.
Where can they be? Why don't they answer?
They've been gone some time. Those fires are low.
I don't like it.
Nothing to worry about. Unless you want to go on, I'm curling up by the fire.
Loafer, that's all you think about, sleeping and eating.
Sire, since you're not happy with my services, maybe I had best leave.
No, no, Offers, don't go. Don't leave me. I'm tired from the trip. I spoke hastily.
Sire, wait. Someone's coming.
Have your spear ready, Offers.
Who comes?
A friend.
Come to the circle of light and let's see you.
That better? Now you can see I have no weapons.
It's a rag picker.
You may approach.
Thank you.
You're no charcoal burner.
In a way, I am. And I love the glow of hot coals. See?
Look out, you'll burn your hands.
Oh.
No, no, no. I know how to handle the coals.
Look. Takes the live coals in his hands as if they were walnuts.
Play catch?
No! Don't throw it!
Stop it. You'll set the forest afire. Dry as parchment.
Who are you?
I might ask that of you.
You insolent dog. Offerus. Teach him a lesson with your whip.
Behave yourself. You're in the presence of a king, Dagmus.
Really? I happen to be a king myself.
Dressed like that?
Traveling incognito.
Walking the forest barefoot?
Sire, what is it?
His foot. Look at the foot. It's cloven. Run for your life!
Your royal master seems to be in a hurry.
Let's see that foot.
Yeah. Take a good look.
Be sure it looks odd. Nothing to be frightened about.
Well spoken, Offerus. There isn't anything to be frightened about. Those Christian fanatics shout lies about me and give me a bad reputation. That's all it amounts to.
Well, I don't mingle with a Christian. What do they say?
That I tried to corrupt the man they follow, that he and I are sworn enemies.
Not true.
Not a word. I went to Jesus when he was starving in the desert. He was dirty, unshaven, and in rags. I took him to the mountaintop. We could see for miles a city, orchards, caravans loaded with riches. I told him it was all his any time he said the word.
What word?
Just that he would put himself in my service. No, even better than that, I offered him a full partnership. He and I would share the whole world.
And he turned it down?
Flat.
And he was starving?
The skin was stretched over his ribs like a drumhead.
I wonder why he didn't accept.
I've been wondering that for 300 years. But we're not interested in him. I've liked you from the first, Offerus. How would you like to enter my service?
Well, I don't know much about you. I want to serve a man who's brave and strong.
Like King, what's his name?
Dagmus? I'm through with him. He ran from you like a frightened jackal. I must serve a man I can respect for his courage and strength.
You're a very strong man yourself, aren't you, Offerus?
I wrestle with the gods. To even things up, I let them send two against me. I've never been thrown.
I'm somewhat of a wrestler myself. Suppose we have a go.
All right. Get ready.
Ready. One,
two, three, go!
I don't know how you did it.
Oh, try again. We'll make it best two out of three. This time I put one hand behind my back. Ready?
Ready.
Well, what do you say, Alphys? Will you serve me?
Yes. You're as brave as you're strong. I'll serve you.
Splendid. Give me a hand and I'll help you up. Come, I have food and wine in my knapsack. Let's eat and talk over our plans. Working with me will not be difficult. We just move about from one trouble spot to another and make sure the trouble keeps going. Alphys, are you listening?
Yes, but I was thinking.
Yes? About what?
We were talking about Jesus. I wanted to know what happened to him.
He was flogged and put to death in Jerusalem. Again, I offered to save him.
How?
Well, when they were trying him, Pilate really wanted to let him go. I was one of the mob, and I whispered to him, one word. Say it, and you'll go free.
What was that word?
Pilate asked him, art thou a king? I told him to say, no. Simply that.
But he didn't say it?
He did not, and they crucified him.
Poor fellow. But still I've heard that when he died, the new religion sprang up on all sides.
Oh, it was a trick. Some of his followers circulated the story that Jesus would rise on the third day. To confuse everyone, they stole the body from the tomb and told the people he had risen and was in heaven. We know better than that, Orpheus. We know that when people die, they don't come to life 3 days later.
No, I guess not. But then I've been wondering.
Yes?
Suppose it were true.
Orpheus, simple at heart, confident in his strength and courage, put himself in Satan's service. Satan's main work was opposing the teachings of Christ, and when the wine was plentiful, it was not hard for Satan to persuade the crowds that the only life that mattered was the present, not the hereafter. Orpheus was puzzled and found his thoughts turning to Jesus, whom Satan had tempted in vain. Doubt was already stirring in his mind when one day they met a stranger.
Look, Orpheus, at this old fellow hobbling along. Let's have some fun with him. Hello, Greybeard. Where are you going?
Please, sir, don't disturb me. I'm at prayer.
Not so fast.
Let go, my beard. What would you have of me?
First, your name.
Babulus.
Come, sire, the man's old and tired. Let him go.
Thank you, sir. May I go now?
When I'm ready. Now, what's this business about prayers?
Every day at this hour I pray to my Lord Jesus.
I thought I smelled a Christian. Old man, how fast can you run?
Even with the aid of this staff, I walk but slowly.
Now you may surprise yourself. Remember, Orpheus, how fast your friend the king moved? Now, old man, I'll sit on this rock, and you will take off my sandals.
Sire, this is not worthy.
Silence! Old man, I'm waiting.
Give me the foot, sir, and I'll unlace the sandal.
Now, pull off the sandal.
You here?
You see the proof in that foot, don't you? Now run. Before I put a few hot coals down the back of your neck.
Run from you? Never. My lord walks with me, and I have no fear of you, prince of evil.
Get along, old man. Don't anger him.
Shame on you, young sir, to be traveling in such wicked company. No, I'll not budge an inch.
Maybe you'll change your mind when you... No. No.
You are powerless and afraid before the cross. Look upon it, Satan.
No. Put that away.
Stand fast, Satan. Bow before the cross.
Put it away. Put it away. Put it away!
As evil must always flee before the cross.
I would follow the cross and understand its power.
Come with me, and I will instruct you in the ways of the Lord, to the end that you will know a power that can overcome death.
I am ready.
I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Arise. Now that you're entering a new life, you must have a Christian name. I shall name you Christopher.
Christopher. I like the name. What does it mean?
It means Christ-bearer. And I give it to you because I know that you will bear Christ in your heart forever.
And I'll serve him well. Now, where do I begin?
Patience, Christopher. You've not chosen an easy road. Christians are persecuted and put to death. The world is swarming with men who hate Christ.
I'll march out and fight. My good right arm, I'll beat all his enemies into submission.
No. There's much you have to learn. I'm afraid your bad companions have encouraged you to be impulsive. No doubt impatient of authority and discipline.
No, I will obey anything you command. But I don't understand why my strength should not be used, crashing against our enemies on the field of battle.
Christ does not conquer by force of arms, but by love, by faith, and by example. Christopher, are you ready for your first task?
Yes.
This raging stream's in the path of the pilgrims on the way to the Holy Land. You shall live here in a hut and carry the weak and the aged across the stream.
But it's such a...
humiliation for one who feels he should bear a sword on a battlefield?
Fabulous. Am I needed here?
Yes. And you may be sure you will be serving God.
That's all I ask. I shall serve as carrier. But why, Babylon, must I spend so much time praying and fasting?
It is by prayer that you communicate with God. When you bow on your knees, is your gesture of reverence and obedience to the will of God. Perhaps you find this irksome, Christopher, when most of your life you've been ruled only by your own will.
Very well, I'll remember. But this fasting, it's hard work struggling in the cold water all day.
Christopher, it is not expected of you or any man to live exactly as did the Master. Fasting is symbolical that you are one with Christ when you share with him his fast in the wilderness. Don't starve yourself. If on certain days of the week you will but forego a bit of your favorite food, it will be your way of showing you remember Christ's suffering.
I've been slow in understanding, Dallas. I am sorry. Never will you hear me complain or question again.
Christopher!
Who calls?
Christopher!
I'm coming!
I am here, Christopher, by the rock.
Child, what are you doing here alone?
I must cross over to the other side.
Child, you're lost. I'll take you to my hut and keep you there until you're found.
It is not the child who is lost, Christopher.
It is others. I come to show them the way.
You don't speak as a child. Get on my shoulders. Here. That's right. Ah, I'll take you across. Mind you, the streams are full and the water's cold.
I'm not afraid.
Dig your hands into my hair and hold on. Ooh, so heavy for a child of your years.
You're carrying more than a small child.
If you filled your pockets with stones, toss them out. For the weight of you, I'll be hard put to make the other shore.
No stones, Christopher. Only the marks of them on my flesh.
Oh, must be the current. Never been so weary and only halfway across. Why can one so small burden me more than anyone I've ever carried before?
Because you have been chosen to bear Christ and his sorrows. And tonight is the beginning of the trials and the suffering one must carry in this world when he takes the yoke of Christ upon himself.
Child, hold fast. Oh, I see you can't touch the bed of the stream. We're lost.
Quick, grab that branch.
Child, who are you?
The question. Ever the same. And each age asks it differently. But it always comes back to the question hidden by the question. Art thou really the Son of God? Pilate timidly put it thus. Art thou a king? And left the unasked question for his good wife Procula to hunt him with until he died. But in answer to your question, as you have borne Christ in your heart for years, this night you bore him on your back.
Can it be possible that I...
Christopher, even those who love me well are so startled when they see me, they doubt the possibility. And even knowing who and what I am, retreat to reality before the simple appearance they call a miracle.
I am confused by your words, the struggle with the river. The world's full of impostors. I beg of you, give me a sign that I can use to convince others.
When you return, plant your staff in the ground near your hut.
Christopher! Christopher!
Hello? Child, someone wishes to cross. I must return. But before I go, I would... Child, where are you? Child!
Christopher!
Why so silent, Christopher?
I've told you what happened tonight. The weight of the child is still upon me.
But you didn't believe him?
How could I? I was fighting for life in the river. I scarcely knew what he said.
I noticed you planted your staff on the bank. Why, Christopher?
Why? Must there always be an answer? Must every thought form a word? There are stirrings sometimes in a man's soul for which there are no words.
Forgive me, Christopher. It's been a long time since we've talked. At first glance, I didn't realize how much you've changed.
Aye, there has been a change. I saw my Savior this night. I turned to him to fall before him, but he was gone. And I denied him with my doubt and demand for proof.
Rejoice, Christopher, that your hour with Christ has come. His revelation to you was for a purpose. And soon you will feel the full weight of what it means to be a follower of Christ. Come, let us pray together. And in the morning, we shall arise early.
Travelers, wake up. The riverbank is filled with people. The first half has sprouted and has become a full-grown palm tree bearing fruit. It is a sign.
The miracle you asked for.
The people of the Nile know how it came to be. What must I tell them?
The truth.
But will they believe me?
Did they believe Christ when he was alive?
The word spread, and people thronged to witness the miraculous palm tree. Many doubted, but some believed and were baptized by Babylis. The news reached King Dadius, who had become alarmed at the growing power of Christianity, and he ordered that Christopher be delivered to him secretly.
So, Offerus, we meet again.
Since I accepted Christ, my name's been Christopher.
So I understand. I also understand that recently you have told countless people about an ordinary staff turning into a palm tree.
Shall I tell you about it?
No. You've upset people with this story, and I want you to retract this absurdity. You and your companion played a trick by planting a tree during the night.
That is not true.
Let's not haggle about terms. It's necessary for certain reasons of state.
The tree was the living sign that the child I ferried across the river...
Precisely. That's why you will deny the miracle, and so destroy the more alarming story of a man who's been dead 300 years suddenly appearing.
You ask me to deny Christ?
Retract, or I'll flog you until you change your mind. Well, Offerus?
The staff changed overnight to a palm tree.
Stop. One more beating like this and you'll die. What say you now, Offerus?
No, not Offerus. I am Christopher, the Christ bearer. I am...
It is finished, sire.